My name is Steve Westgarth, and this is The Engineering Leader. If you're enjoying listening to The Engineering Leader, please take a moment to share a link to the podcast on LinkedIn or Twitter. Bringing together people from a diverse range of backgrounds helps to ensure that we have the knowledge and skills available to solve truly global problems. In this moment, Alex Karp, an engineering manager at Twitter, discusses his view on how companies value diversity within their engineering teams, and in particular, the value that companies place upon difference. Alex is proud to be autistic, and this is how he responded when I asked him if attitudes in the world are changing towards difference.
Yes and no. So I say yes in the micro sense, in terms of, you know, I definitely see there being difference when it comes to people interacting with one another, being more accepting, like, you know, and that's the sort of thing that's a lot easier. Like, if you're interacting on a regular basis with somebody who's different than you, you know, you'll definitely get more comfortable with that over time, and hopefully that makes you more comfortable in the more general sense. On the macro level, at things like companies and the tech industry as a whole, I don't think so, to be honest. I think that there has been a lot of effort towards, you know, things like diversity, inclusion, equity, in the tech industry. But I think the problem is that in order to really get there, there's a lot of hard work that needs to get done. And a lot of that is, it revolves around, you know, completely revamping how you hire people, how you retain people, how you grow people. And, you know, because like so much of the inequity when it comes to tech is that it's, you know, it's built into the system, and, you know, whether or not people realize that, you know, that's what's going on. And so there is no shortcut, you know, in my opinion, at least, to getting to a healthier point, aside from, you know, really taking things apart and being very intentional as you put things back together. And I think there's a lot of companies out there right now trying to, you know, hire a more diverse group of people. I believe that they'll find that the people that they're hiring will probably be leaving at a higher rate than their more overrepresented majority hires, just because, you know, they spend so much time focusing on getting people in the door, but then do nothing to actually make them feel comfortable, make them feel safe, make them feel valued, you know, all of these things. I still have a whole lot of hope that we'll eventually get to a point where difference will be valued as it should be. But at the moment, at the very highest levels, I don't think we're there yet.
Taking the time to encourage leaders to reflect on moments like this is a really important way that we can collectively enrich our community. A huge thank you from me for taking the time to listen to the podcast and for helping our industry to collectively raise the bar. My name is Steve Westgarth, and this is The Engineering Leader. Let me tell you a secret. You also write bad code. If you disagree, you may as well switch off.